Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three of working with the grapes brings us to something I love so much, and it's so hard to find a good one. That is cheesecake. This is my recipe for grape cheesecake with strawberry glaze. Now, most people be like, well, that doesn't make sense. But believe it or not, when strawberries and grapes fuse together, they make for something really, really beautiful. So we don't want to overkill our grape flavor with the strawberry, but that little bit of the acidity that we're going to get from the strawberry is going to really enhance the flavor of our grapes. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need to do is we are going to put 1/2 pound of cream cheese into a pot. We're also going to add to that 3 cups of heavy cream and 3 cups of sugar. Now, most cheesecakes got a lot of sweetener in them, but we're really going to focus more on a good flavored cheesecake and trust in our grapes to bring out that flavor, as opposed to if we were taking the grapes and adding a bunch of sugar to them. You know, we don't want to make wine here. We really want to focus on making a really great dessert. So we're going to go ahead and mix all those together. I'm going to bring that to some medium heat. Once the cheese melts into our cream mixture, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add to that 1/2 gram. Actually, you know what we'll do? We'll start off like this. We'll do 0.5 grams. So we're going to do 5 grams of agar-agar. And what agar-agar is, a gelling agent. And this gelling agent gets activated once we bring this mixture up to a boil. So remember, as long as we have cream in there and we have the cream cheese, nothing's going to burn. So it would be safe to bring it to a boil. We're going to go ahead and, using a hand blender, an immersion blender, whatever you want to call it, we're going to go ahead and blend in the agar mixture into that cream mixture, and it's going to be absolutely incredible. We're going to bring that to a boil, and once it comes to a boil, we're going to turn the heat completely off because the agar is already activated, and that's all we need to do. We're going to add in to this mixture 2 cups of chopped grapes. And once we add those 2 cups of chopped grapes, I'm going to go ahead and mix that around really well. I'm going to top that with some, what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit more of a freeform cheesecake. We're going to put that all into a ramekin. We're going to let that sit for 3 to 4 hours. If you want to leave it overnight, that's even better. What we'll do the next day, or the 4 hours later, is top with a mixture of graham crackers and butter. And we're just going to do a little bit over the top. And you can also use ginger snaps, which I personally prefer. They taste so much better. It's a more of an elegant style cheesecake. And then we're going to take a strawberry. We're going to put that into a pan with a little bit of sugar. And we're going to just have that natural sugar come out of that strawberry. That's that nice acidity. It'll make a nice little glaze. We'll put that over the top. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.